Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Hey, welcome back to the Hardline. 5-9 the Fan, KFNS, 5-9thefan.com. Joining us now, we have our weekly guest, Thursdays, 2-5 all the time, Raphael from mybookie.ag. Do not forget, 590 in the promo code. Get yourself 100% bonus. Raphael, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing well. What do you think about the game tonight? The you guys right now, the game is in Arizona. It's the Cardinals facing off against the Denver Broncos. Now, I'm a little bit surprised to see that the Broncos are only 2-point favorites. And I get it, the Cardinals have had some close ones this year, but that's a one-win football team. And Denver's had some close ones too, but they certainly have better wins than you're looking at with Arizona. What do you make of that game and that line?
Surprised that this game's not on Comedy Central for a 2-4 team and a 1-5 game, but here in Vegas, a lot of people are more excited about this college football game that's on late at night. Arizona State versus Stanford coming in. Stanford comes in town to ASU, so that's going to be very interesting. But for me, I got to take the home team on this one. I know the Cardinals have been horribly bad, but they've been improving. I think that defense is getting a little bit better. I'm not sold on the Denver Broncos offense. I mean, I know they kept it close last week to the Rams, but they only scored 16 points against the Jets. I mean, that offense is hit or miss. Give me Arizona at home. I like the way they battled against the Seahawks their last home game. They only lost by 3, but I like the way they battled both offenses. I think the first person who scores, first team that scores 10 points wins this game. I'm going to take a shot at Arizona at State Farm Stadium.
Yeah, I think I'm against you on this one. The Broncos, while they, you know, they've got their own issues, as you pointed out, as a two-win football team, but there's significantly more talent on that roster than the Cardinals. One of the games that I am on this weekend is the New England Patriots -3.5 against Chicago. Now, the game's at Chicago, and, you know, I am hoping right now to get Chicago at +3.5, you got to pay -120, which leads me to believe that may tick down to 3. And if that's the case, I really like that pick because I think what happened is early on, people thought, hey, we had the same conversation we do every September. Hey, the Patriots, it's finally the end of the reign. And then Julian Edelman comes back, and then Gronk's ankle starts to heal up, and then Josh Gordon starts catching a lot of slants, and Tom Brady looks unstoppable again. And also the linebackers, who looked really slow against the Detroit Lions earlier this year, have really picked it up. Dante Hightower looked good last week. And I think this is a team that wins by double digits, even on the road at Soldier Field.
I agree, because last time I saw Chicago Bears on a football field, they lost to Brock Osweiler in overtime. So now you're trying to tell me that Tom Brady's coming to Soldier Field. I read some statement from the Bears saying, oh, we're going to have some bear weather. New England's, of course, that they're used to the weather of cold and wind and stuff like that. Tom Brady blows up the Bears defense, which Osweiler threw up 31 points against the Bears defense. Give me Tom Brady. Would not be shocked. Again, I'm with you. Would not be shocked if it's an ugly Bears loss.
I know Cincinnati has been better this year, certainly a lot better than people anticipated coming into the year. And you know, they've got some big wins, certainly, including the last-second win against down in Atlanta there. But we watched the Chiefs last week, and the game hit. The line is the Chiefs by 6.5. They're at home against Cincinnati, and we watched the Chiefs last week, and they weren't going away. And you're down double digits to the Patriots, and then you tie it up and force Tom Brady in New England to go down and do what he always does with a game-winning drive. I get it. You're going to lose a few of those, but I think this Kansas City team, even with that shoddy defense, is real. And 6.5, that's a nice hook there if you want to take the Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree. There is some 6 out there, so if you want to take Kansas City, I say hurry up and bet that. We have 6.5 right now because we took a significant amount of money early this morning on Kansas City. But I agree with you. I think the Chiefs, I think that loss could be a learning experience more than anything. I think Cincinnati's loss last week might be haunting them for the rest of the season. I wasn't really sold on some of the wins since they had it. Yeah, they beat Miami at home. Yeah, they beat Atlanta in Atlanta, but we've seen what the Falcons have produced so far this season. Kansas City has played some tough teams. Scored 40 points against New England's defense, scored 30 points against the Jaguars' defense, already played Denver and their defense. I think Kansas City wins this game, would not be shocked if they bounce back nicely. And I think Cincinnati, that's Pittsburgh loss with 11 seconds left to go in the game. I think that could haunt him for the rest of the season.
What do you make of Jacksonville? I get it. Leonard Fournette he's on the shelf with a hamstring, and they still have Blake Bortles, so that's like playing with your hands tied behind your back. But that Jacksonville defense, as we've seen over all of last year, is supposed to be really, really good. Saxonville is nowhere to be found over the last 2 weeks. They have allowed 30 points to the Chiefs. No shame in that with how good that offense is. But there's a lot of shame in allowing 40 points to the Dallas Cowboys. I don't care if you're on the road or not. They're getting 5.5 points at home against Houston. I'm not so sure that the way that defense is playing that they cover that spread.
No, give me Houston this one because Clowney's playing a lot better for Houston's defense. That defense is playing really well. They're only giving up 29 points in their last two games. And I agree with you, Jacksonville. Last time I checked, Blake Bortles is still their quarterback. Last time I checked, the Saxonville is nowhere to be around. And that defense is totally different, giving up 70 points in two games. Give me Houston plus the points. And I would not be shocked if Houston pulls out the upset here and beats Jacksonville. I'm not 100% sold on this Jacksonville. Last year, they had everything going for them, and Blake Bortles wasn't making mistakes, and that defense was carrying them. Now the defense is struggling, and Blake Bortles is making a little bit more mistakes than last year. Give me Houston.
I'm looking at the Ravens' schedule from this year. Obviously, their blowout win against the Bills week one, 47-3. Turn around and lost to the Bengals, and as we pointed out, the Bengals are a better team than we thought they'd be. Then they beat the Broncos, they beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh, and then they turn around and lose to the Browns, right? So they've been really inconsistent this year. It's very hard to get a read on the Ravens, and they beat what might be a decent Titans team and shut them out last week, 21-0. You're looking at the Ravens, and they are -2 at home against the Saints. Now, the Saints, I think there's two good teams in the NFC that everybody knows about right now. It is the LA Rams, and it is the New Orleans Saints. I don't think I buy this 2 points for the Ravens here. I think I would take the money line maybe on this, +115 for the Saints. What are your thoughts?
I like Baltimore in this one. Let's see. Drew Brees has not beaten Baltimore in his career, and he's getting ready to throw his 500th touchdown pass, which you can bet that over at my bookie. Alvin Kamara's 2-1 and Michael Thomas 3-1 to catch his 500th touchdown pass. I like Baltimore. I think their defense is going to bother the Saints' offense, and I think there will be points scored in this one, but I like Baltimore at home in this one. Everyone says, but what about the loss about Cleveland? This is not the same Cleveland Browns team we've seen the last couple of years. That Browns team is an average football team. So that loss is not that bad, especially that type of game, Cleveland-Baltimore. You know it's always going to be a close game. I like the way Baltimore beat Denver. I like the way Baltimore's defense played last week, only putting up the big goose egg against Tennessee. I think the Saints go down in Baltimore.
So I'm looking at the and this is kind of crazy. You just don't see this too frequently. The Rams are a double-digit favorite on the road. And we know in the NFL, scores are typically close. You'll see this in college a lot where you'll have, you know, like Alabama was a 28.5-point favorite over Missouri. So you'll see these crazy double-digit things. But in the NFL, that's rare. I mean, I'm rolling through right now -2, -7, you know, and typically – if you're on the road, then at most you're going to be favored by 3-4, you know, maybe, what do we see, 5.5. But it is a rarity that you see a double-digit favorite on the road. That is what the LA Rams are against the San Francisco 49ers this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, last week we had two double digits. Both of them did not cover. And those were at home. Vikings didn't cover against the Cardinals. And who was the other one? Houston didn't cover against Buffalo. Now, the books are a perfect 6-0 this year. Right? The books have not lost an NFL Sunday yet. Rams, yes, they are 6-0, but they're only 3-3 against the spread. Give me the 49ers. I like the way the 49ers played at Green Bay. I think the offense was able to move. Granted, Green Bay's defense looks horrendously bad, but the Rams has given up a lot of points as well. The Rams win this game, don't get me wrong, but I think they cover this number.
This seems like a week for the Monday night game here. The Giants get 5 points at Atlanta. It seems like a week where everybody watched the Giants meltdown and they look horrible, and Odell Beckham Jr.'s on the sideline and walking to the at halftime, he's walking in the locker room early, and the only player who looks like they have a prayer at being decent is Saquon Barkley. They get 5 points in Atlanta. It feels like one of those weeks coming off of watching that meltdown that they come back and cover this one.
I don't see that happening. I mean, Eli Manning's still going to be their quarterback. I like the way Atlanta fought back and beat Tampa, but even though they should have lost that game. But that, a win's a win, and a win does wonders in a locker room, and a win does wonders for people who are, might be injured and maybe might not play but are going to play this game on Monday night. I like the home team lane, the small 4.5 or 5, what we have right now. Chick-fil-A will be open on Monday. The crowd will be happy. I think the Falcons win this game.
You know, I would love to believe in the Falcons, and we know how much better Matt Ryan is.
I don't believe in them. I just think they win this game.
Yeah. I mean, they have been rough, man. We saw week one. Now, they did give the Eagles a game there week one, but they're pretty much finding a way to lose. I mean, you look at their losses this year. They lost by 6, won by 7, lost by 6, lost by 1, and then they got crushed by the Steelers. And, I mean, they're playing close games, but they're not pulling too many of them out. I in theory, I agree with you, but I think that seems to be how you guys make a lot of your money when most of us say, you know what, the Giants suck. I watched how bad they suck last week. I'm going to go ahead and make sure I take whoever they're playing, and then somehow the team that we think is terrible finds a way to cover.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was taking the Packers on Monday night, went from 9 to 10, and look what happened there. The 49ers almost upset them. So,
yeah.
The dogs have been barking on Monday night.
let's switch over to college here a little bit. I am an SEC guy. That's the conference that my alma mater plays in, and that I think is the most interesting. Kentucky. It's not been great, although we did have a lot of fun the second and third year in the conference. Since that time, has not been nearly as much fun. Vanderbilt is at Kentucky this weekend. Kentucky is so much better than everybody thought they would be. Now, they did just lose one to Texas A&M, but that was in overtime. It was a very close game, and Texas A&M is probably an 8-win team this year. Vanderbilt gets 11.5 points. Now, I've seen a lot of people, this is kind of the trend you pick this weekend, saying, look, Kentucky's good, but they're a run team. They're not going to blow it up on you. And Vanderbilt, with Kyle Shurmur, should still be able to throw it around a little bit, and they'll figure out how to score some points. They're not going to win, but covering 11.5 should be pretty easy.
Yeah, I agree. I like the plus points on this one. It's a 7:30 game, which is good if you like Vanderbilt, because the public is going to look at that Texas A&M last. Oh, they had an extra week to prepare for this Vanderbilt team. So give me Kentucky, no matter what the number is. Would not be shocked if we move this to 12.5, or even higher, since it's a 7:30 game, depending on how the public does on an early afternoon game. So if you like Vanderbilt, I say wait, because I don't see that much wise guy action coming in on Vanderbilt right now. I see most of the action coming in on Big Blue Nation. So if you like Vandy, I say wait, because you could probably get a better number. If you like Kentucky, you might want to jump on this 11.5, which is around town. We have 11.5 right now. I think you might want to jump on them.
So Michigan at Michigan State this weekend. And the big thing, we've read about it for, you know, going on 2 years now. Jim Harbaugh is a good coach. He's good for about 9 wins every year so far in the Big Ten, but he really struggles beating his rivals. And what is, I think he's 1-5 against Michigan State and Ohio, excuse me, and Ohio State in his 3 years there. But this year may be a little bit different. He's not doing all the talking that he's been doing over the last few years, and he lost that week one against Notre Dame down in South Bend. Since that time, his boys look really good. They are favored on the road by 7.5. What do you think about that game?
I've jumped on this trend 6 years ago, and six evenings after this game was over, I had a nice dinner. Michigan State is 10-1 against the spread against Michigan. Give me the Spartans plus the points. Even though they're only 4-5 against the spread at home, I think the defense of Michigan State, I don't think Michigan will be able to run the ball. It's going to be an ugly Big Ten game. You're going to be wishing you were watching a Big 12 game. If you like offense, this is not the game to watch. But I think Michigan State pulls the cover. Michigan wins by a field goal, but I think Spartans covers for one more time for me, and I go 7-0, and Michigan State goes 11-1.
Staying in the SEC here, Alabama this weekend at Tennessee. This is the Butch Jones return to the school he was fired from unceremoniously last year because he's not a very good coach. And the line here is 29 points, and which tells you quite a bit about Tennessee. As you know, they got blown out week one against West Virginia, 40-14. Did not look like they belonged on the field. They beat two scrub teams in East Tennessee State and UTEP. Got crushed by Florida, 47-21. actually played a pretty good fourth quarter against Georgia, and that was sort of the uptick here. They still lost 38-12, but they I think it was 24-12 in the fourth quarter. They actually played fairly well in that fourth quarter. And then last week they pulled off the upset. I think you guys had Auburn as a 15.5 point favorite. Tennessee won the game by 6. A lot of people are looking at last week with Alabama saying, well, Tua's knee is not 100%. And, you know, Missouri's defense found a way to bow up in the red zone. I don't know about the 29 points there with the way Tennessee's playing. What do you think?
I like the over at 57 because the last two road teams Alabama has played in the SEC, they scored 65 points against Arkansas and 62 against Mississippi, and Tua didn't even play the fourth quarter. So I agree with you. I think it's a little bit tad high. I would not be shocked if Tua doesn't play that much because they have LSU the week next week, which we already opened up that number. Alabama's 13.5 point favorites on the road at Baton Rouge against LSU. So, yeah, this one intriguing. I think we're going to see a lot of points scored on this one. I mean, you said it. Missouri is able to move the ball a little bit on Alabama. I think Tennessee's big win last week. But is it a big win as we thought? Auburn has dropped some bad games.
Yeah, they're 3-3.
Yeah, if you're an LSU fan, you need Auburn to keep on winning. You need Miami to win. You need Georgia to win. I think Georgia can fall down again and have another loss. To me, it just tells me that Alabama, again, best team in the SEC and that whole bunch of conference in that conference, is just mediocre.
No, I think that's exactly right. Okay, so this line surprised me. You did a little more research, and you find out why the line is the way it is. UCLA, that of one win this season, that has been incredibly bad in Chip Kelly's debut season, they are getting 10 points. They're favored by 10 points against Arizona. And then you go in and find out that Khalil Tate is out. I still, even with that, Tate has been a huge disappointment this year. That Arizona team is not bad. I mean, he was supposed to be in the Heisman conversation. I think in a few places, he was right up there in the top three or four as a Heisman favorite to start the year. He has been really, really bad. How much worse can the backup be if he just runs the offense instead of doing what Khalil Tate's been doing this year? 10 points seems like a lot, even against a backup quarterback for UCLA this season.
Yeah, I agree, because his offense had troubles all season long. They only scored 7 points last week. I'm not saying that UCLA is back. But, yeah, give me Arizona plus points. And I think this number continues to climb because people are going to see that Tate's not out. I think people are going to keep on betting UCLA at home. Would not be shocked if you can get a solid double-digit number on this game. So if you like Arizona, wait. If you like UCLA, here you go again. Hurry up and bet this game because you might get a horrible bad number. Because, again, this is a late game, and everyone bets the favorite on Saturday night, depending on how bad you got crushed in the morning and the afternoon in college football. So I can guarantee you this number will be a double-digit favorite.
We're talking to Raphael from mybookie.ag. Put in the promo code 590. Get yourself 100% bonus. Go sign up today. Your weekends will become a lot more fun. All right, Raphael, is it the weekend that Scott Frost breaks through and gets his first win? He gets he's a 4.5-point favorite against Minnesota at home, but I do think you guys opened this line up at 7, and people have been heavy on Minnesota.
Yes, they've been really heavy on Minnesota because Minnesota's covered 4 of their last 6 games. I know this one's at Memorial Stadium, but, I mean, I've learned in my industry, you fade the bad teams until they prove you wrong. And so I say you have to take Minnesota in this one because what has Nebraska shown you? I know they hung around last week with Northwestern, only lost by 3, but last time I checked, a loss is a loss, and they have not had success covering games. So for me, give me Minnesota because Nebraska has not shown me anything yet. And if you keep on fading Nebraska, you're 1-5 against the spread, so you've been really well going 5-1 fading them. Until they show you something different, I say keep on fading them. Give me Minnesota on the road.
This one's interesting here, going back to the SEC. Auburn, as we just pointed out, Auburn has really not been good this year. I mean, they had that big win in week one against Washington. Since that time, they have really struggled. That's a 3-3 football team right now. They're going on the road to Mississippi. They're favored by 4 points. Now, we know Ole Miss is not that good this year, but Jordan Tamu can throw the football, and they can play offense against anybody not named the Crimson Tide. I'm not so sure that Ole Miss doesn't win this one outright.
Yeah, I agree with you. Here's another one. Why, the team that's struggling, why would you want to bet against them or bet with them? So I say bet against them. Auburn's just been struggling really bad. And you said Ole Miss can throw the ball around. And the total 62.5. So that just tells you right now, that the Auburn's defense is not like the same Auburn defense we've seen in the past, and Ole Miss will be able to score at home against Auburn. Give me Ole Miss straight up to win on this one.
So Mississippi State is on the road against LSU. LSU, after their big win last week against Georgia, they're still in contention here. You know, if they win out, they've got a shot, certainly, at the college football playoff. LSU, their lines are rarely these giant lines, and I think that's because Joe Burrow's just not that good. I mean, everybody says, yeah, you transfer from Ohio State and everything. You know, I think the expectations were significantly higher than what they're actually getting, but they keep winning, so he's getting credit. But one of these days, they're going to lose, and they're going to lose to a team perhaps like Mississippi State, because Joe Burrow is just not the guy that can light up the scoreboard. And if at any point in time they get behind by a few scores, I'm not so sure that he's got the juice to come back on them. And they're favored by 7. They're at home. It may not be this weekend, but it seems like the type of game where if you jump out on them quick, I don't know how they come back.
Yeah, I agree. And they might be overlooking Mississippi State because they have Alabama just around the corner. So yep. At first, I looked at this game like, wow, LSU should be a solid 7, maybe even juice high, maybe like a 7 minus 120 just because of big emotional win at home. Now you get this game at home again. But again, after that big win against Georgia, what was the crowd? What was the team saying? Bring us, we want Bama.
Yeah,
we want
right.
Bama. Hello, you have Mississippi State next week. You're not even playing Bama. So they might be overlooking this Mississippi State. I say take the plus the points on this one. And if there's one big shocking upset on Saturday, this is the game right here.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you on that. And the more I look at it, it's that type of thing. Now, we know this, that Nick Fitzgerald cannot throw it 4 feet. So they're gonna if they're gonna win this game, they're gonna have to find a way to run the ball, and that LSU defense, as we know, is really good. Okay, last one for you, Raphael. Mybookie.ag. Put in 590 promo code. Get yourself 100% bonus. Raphael, we always ask you. This one's close to home, and please tell me that we're not looking at a big upset this weekend. Missouri by 9.5. This opened up at 7. It quickly moved to 9.5 and has remained steady there. Although you got to lay a little bit more. To pay a little bit more to get Missouri here -115 at 9.5 against Memphis. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I like Missouri here. I was one of those ones that got a good number because I'm like, wait a minute, I know Memphis hung around last weekend and almost beat Central Florida, but that had a lot to do with weather. I saw Memphis play physically against Tulane at Tulane, and Tulane beat them by double digits. I think Missouri's offense is going to be able to score on this Memphis defense, who gave last week 31 points. They gave up 40 points to Tulane, 35 to South Alabama. I think Missouri wins this. I say hurry up and bet this, because here's another one that the public's going to bet this one up to double digits. We've already seen 3-point line move. It would not be shocked if this thing moves 4 to 5 points. Give me Missouri the rebound from that Alabama loss.
Love it. Do we have a best bet this week, Raphael?
I'm going to, if I had to choose a best bet, I'm going to say take the over in the Alabama game. I just think the last two SEC road games, they hit the 60 mark. I would not be shocked if they hit the 60 mark again.
That's Alabama for you. I think that's right. Raphael, thank you so much, my man. We will talk to you again next week.
Not a problem. You guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too, man. That is Raphael from mybookie.ag. Do not forget, go sign up today. Your weekends will be infinitely more fun if you can go out and bet on your teams, and especially if you're right. So I would continue to listen to us. We tell you all the right stuff. Actually, I typically tell you 62% wrong. So I would, if you fade me, you'd be a Hall of Fame better right this second. Hey, we got to go to break, though. We will be back. John Hadley, probably, I don't know, he's floating around the building somewhere. But you guys have sent in a lot of text making fun of his bald head, his type 2 diabetes, and the fact that he cannot see anything below his waist. We will dive into that on the other side of the break. It's Hardline.